Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick, celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
Now, up on our Facebook page, as well as the football managers and politicians we were talking about this morning, you will see a picture of a lovely cat. And that cat is looking for a home. And we're joined now by Fiona Gamble from Wicklow Animal Rescue to try and do just that. Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
Hi, Laura. Great and great form. Thanks a million.
Good. Again, we had mentioned before, the last time you were talking to us, and indeed the last few weeks as well, it's a season where there's lots of cats looking for homes, isn't it?
You know, there is what they call a kitten season. Unlike dogs that breed all the year round, but there's always kittens. But again, there's I won't say a short window, it's getting longer, it would appear, for kittens to be born. And it's that time that nobody seems to want them. They'll want them in November or whatever.
Right.
There's no little kittens, but not when we're really under pressure with them.
Is it because everyone's going away in the summer and they're all over the shop with stuff? Is it that time of the year difficult
simply
to commit?
It's simply because, Laura, people don't neuter their own cats. I mean, it's like dogs. I mean, people say, you know, where do they come from? They come from unneutered animals. They don't just drop out of the sky. If people were responsible and neutered their animals, there would be no rescues. There would be no need for it.
Okay. Right. Well, Mervyn's looking for a home. Tell us about him. Sell him to us.
He is a sweetheart. He's a long-haired cat, as you can see. A real easy-going fella. Likes to sleep a lot, as most cats do. And he's neutered, vaccinated, the whole works. Very friendly and would want the best home.
Okay. Is that him lying on your bed there, Fiona?
That is.
That's an old-school duvet cover, that is.
It's an old-school duvet cover.
Well, actually, no, it's actually a sofa, and it's a... I have to cover everything with covers and clothes and stuff like that. But yeah, probably somebody will recognise from what they gave it to me.
Yes. So there's literally animals all over your house and Mervyn. He really does look like a chilled out, lovely cat. Mm. I mean, as cats go, I mean, you know, and he's lovely and furry and fluffy as well.
It's because he's a bit older, Laura. You know, like everything, that it's getting on a bit, like myself, we like to rest and sleep up, whereas when they're young, they're full of life and everything else. But it's harder to home the older animals because, you know, people want the fun-loving puppy or kitten or whatever. But, you know, everything deserves a home. There's no question about that.
Yeah, absolutely.